This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's start with on the field. Mm-hmm. Michigan Wolverines are the national champions in college football. When you watched that game, what was the first thing that came to mind to you?
Well, that they were actually running the ball the way we hadn't seen them run it this year. You think about the three big runs that happened in the game. Edwards, started getting things started. We hadn't seen that type of run game this year for whatever reason, but it was on full display.
Yeah,
Edwards really setting the tempo for him. And, I think it's a great story in really just patience. And, I'm glad that it brought to the forefront, some of the struggles that he had been having off the field as far as mental health is concerned. He went and got help for that. And it all culminated at the national championship game with him getting back out there. Because remember, he wasn't the number two guy. He was the number three guy going into that game, at least the third guy to enter, third tailback to enter the game. But I think if you stay on the field, what Michigan was able to do was really just dominate that game. Now, there were some points in that game where, Washington was still hanging in there. And they felt like they were still within striking distance. But the more you watched it, the more you saw there was not a lot of confidence in the throws that Michael Penix was making. He was short-arming at some of them. He wasn't following through.
It was almost like Howard, I think he was seeing ghost out there because he's going to go back and watch the film, the All-22, and he's going to kick himself the times that he had a receiver wide open or tight end wide open for a touchdown, but he chose to check it down. And it was like he didn't want to take the hits, or I just think that the mentor defense just really – it confused them. And for all the things that Michigan – may not want to talk about that happened this season. One of the big things that they did do right was, I don't even know what you call it. I call it an internship program they have with the Baltimore Ravens, but they were able to bring in Mike McDonald and then mentor in, and they schemed pro defenses that these college kids just, they didn't know. And the reason why I think you got to give a lot of credit to that, Howard, is because you often see when quarterbacks go off to the league, they would dominate in college, but they get to the pros and they look totally lost. That's what Michigan is running right now, where you see it humbles a quarterback because, coach, that guy was wide open, but he wasn't. They schemed it up and you fell for the cheese or, banana in the tailpipe to use the Beverly Hills Cop reference. You fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things is that going into this game, I truly believed that if Michael Penix was to be able to have the success he had all year long throwing the ball away, he was going to have an opportunity to catapult himself into the discussion of whether or not he should be the number one quarterback coming off the board. For the reason that you just mentioned, when you talk about the defense that he was going against, you knew it was a pro-style defense. So he was going to have to make some tough reads. He was going to have to make adjustments. He has free reign in that offense to get in and out of plays, change things at the line. But as you mentioned, Michigan did an unbelievable job of just making him so uncomfortable. And it wasn't like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They were all of a sudden coming up with exotic blitzes that we hadn't seen from their front four. but they were getting there with four or five guys. And the coverage disguises that they were running were outstanding. Now, there were a couple times where there were open receivers, but one of them, I think the first one that we saw was open down the sideline. I thought that the receiver probably should have taken an outside release instead of an inside release, looking at the combination routes that were being run. And I believe when you saw Michael Penix, he kind of felt like he should have been outside, but that was still a play that he should have been able to hit, and he wasn't comfortable. They got to him. So much was made about just how quickly he got the ball out of his hands and to the right spots, but those opportunities weren't there. Those 80-20 footballs, passes that we talked about last week, they weren't there either. They were legitimate 50-50 balls. And you saw Will Johnson come up with a huge play, a great interception to be able to hang on to the football and really, you know, kind of set the tempo for the second half of that game.
Yeah, and going back to Donovan Edwards, it was just funny because the first run, that first touchdown run was all him because he runs into the line and gets stuck.
He ran in, I like to call it, you ran in darkness.
Right, and then he stopped and said, hold on, let me rethink this.
Yeah.
How about I go over to the left and just take that all the way to the house? The next one was a great scheme by Sherrone Moore. I mean, he got everybody pulling to the left, and Donovan just went to the right, and there was no one there. Home run. But then afterwards, I mean, the Washington defense tightened up. I mean, because it looked like Michigan was going to put up about 60 points. Like, this is going to be over. It was going to look like last year's game with Georgia and TCU. Yeah. And then all of a sudden things got a lot tighter, but then they leaned on that defense that's gotten them to where they are. I mean, I look at this Michigan team and it's kind of one of those things where I'd like to call it, and we all have them, the dysfunctional family, where yeah, you love your family, but then you know deep down it's some stuff that you're not proud of or your family. For Michigan, I realized that this team didn't need to do any of the things that they were accused of doing. They were just a better team. They were a better team on the field. And I understand when they're like, well, hey, you know, well, we didn't need to do all of that stuff to win. And I say, you're right. It's the billionaire getting caught stealing $1 million. You didn't need that $1 million because you're a billionaire, but you did get caught, but you didn't need it. Or as I said on my show, for those old enough to remember, it was Watergate. And Richard Nixon was going to win that election. He was going to get 48 states out of 50. He threw it all away trying to get the 49th state, and he didn't need to. That team, Howard, it was complete. They found a way to get it done, and I'll give them credit. They used all the suspensions and everything, and it galvanized them. They were laser focused. And now I don't know what's going to happen next. All I will simply say is this. You are, in my opinion, your head coach is already on your staff. If there's already eight jobs. Bill Belichick just walked away. There's eight jobs in the NFL. It's probably going to be a couple more.